Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best. Our prophet simply the best.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The last prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of Almighty Allah has said, Man salla alayya sallallahu alayhi ashran biha malakun muwakkalun biha hatta yuballighaniha, meaning whoever sends salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal bestows 10 blessings upon him and an angel is appointed who conveys it, that means this supplication, to me. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila, Our Prophet, Simply the Best. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is greater than all creations, even to all angels, prophets and rasuls. It is stated in Mawahibul Ladunya. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, has said, Sabse aula o aala hamara nabi, sabse bala o wala hamara nabi, khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul, aur rasulon se aala hamara nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, part 3, Surah Al-Baqarah, and it is the beginning of part 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَا كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مِّنْهُمْ مَا كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: These are messengers that we have exalted one above the other. Amongst them is one with whom Allah spoke, and one is that whom Allah elevated in rank above all. Great Islamic scholars have said here, meaning in this ayah, the word ba'd means the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Mentioning in this way indicates clearly the disclosure of his great excellence and the popularity of his blessed leadership. That is, whether his blessed name is mentioned or not, it is his blessed personality to which our attention will shift, and there is no other thought that will come into our mind. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, On the day of judgment, I am the chief of all men, and I do not say this thing proudly. In my hand will be liwa'ul hamd, the flag of hamd, and I do not say it proudly. On that day, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and all the prophets beside him will be under my flag. I will be the first one who will come out of the grave, and I am not mentioning this thing proudly. Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has said, The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is superior to all Rasuls and the chief of all the former and the latter ones. This belief is definitive, confirmed, sure and certain. It is the belief that has been proved by the consensus of Islamic scholar. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam an elevated rank, one which he has not granted to any other. He conferred upon him, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon him, meaning our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the verse, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and elevated his rank. Anyone who has obtained the rank of acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah came to know of his love for his Prophet through this verse. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Praise of the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned throughout the glorious Quran. In actual fact, The reality is that each and every verse speaks his praise, meaning speaks the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, the ahadith also contains mention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's elevated rank. Many of the fascinating statements that engendered his love to reignite in the heart of his followers are actually spoken by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ana habibullahi wa la fakhr," meaning, "I am the beloved of Allah and I say this without pride." Subhanallah. Undoubtedly, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beloved Prophet of Almighty Allah. Speaking of this, the great philosophers and devotee of the Prophet, Mufti Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, mentioned of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's attribute is that he is the absolute beloved. In every era, he has remained the beloved of all of creation and the creator in all aspects. For example, a scholar is loved for his knowledge. A pious person is loved for his piety. A beautiful person is loved for his beauty. A just person is loved for his justice. And all of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's inner and outer attributes and his voluntarily pursued and involuntarily pursued dispositions are perfect. Beauty is loved for as long as it remains. When beauty disappears, so does the love for it. Every attribute of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is free from ceasing. They will remain until the day of judgment. Rather, they will enhance even further in the planes of resurrection and in paradise and in Jannah. In actual fact, these attributes are augmented each day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَلْ آخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Translation from Kanzul Iman, "And indeed the latter is better for you than the former." One of the attributes of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that wherever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go, angels would accompany him in order to guard him and serve him. They would walk behind him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say to the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, "Khallu dhahri lil malaikati," meaning, "Leave the place behind me for angels." On the occasion of the beginning of the revelation, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam embraced the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and pressed him with full power 3 times. Scholars have said the beginning of the divine revelation in this manner is one of the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, before the beginning of the divine revelation, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go to the cave of Hira, Ghari Hira as we all know, and stay there for several days and remain busy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing his zikr as well as contemplation. One day, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was busy doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cave of Hira in a similar way, suddenly Jibreel alayhi salam arrived and said, "I am Jibreel. I have been sent to convey this message to you that you are Rasul of Allah." And then he said, "Iqra," and requested the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to recite the same. Since the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was busy remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not like to shift his attention to anything else. So refusing, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma ana biqari," meaning, "I will not recite." Since the absorption in zikr does not allow anybody to shift attention somewhere else, Jibreel alayhi salam hugged him with full strength with the intention of diverting this involvement and then left him. After hugging Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam once, when the absorption did not subside, he hugged him the second time. When the involvement did not subside completely, he hugged him the third time. Once the engagement subsided, Jibreel alayhi salam conveyed the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we've just heard that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, the chief of all the angels, hugged the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with full strength, and it was 3 times. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if you want to know the strength of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, let's hear what the scholars have said. He uprooted, he meaning Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, uprooted the settlements of the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, meaning the entire nation of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, with their houses and everything, and placed them on his wings. He then took them to the height of the sky and knocked them down to the earth from there. This is the strength of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that he uprooted the nation of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam on his wings. He hit Shaitan in Baytul Muqaddas with the edge of his wing, due to which Shaitan fell down far away in the mountains of India. He, meaning Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, shouted so loudly that the hearts of the people of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam bursted and they all died. He would reach the earth from the sky and the sky from the earth in the blink of an eye. You can imagine what was the strength of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, after listening about the strength and power of Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, one can judge the God-gifted strength and power of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We've always said that there is no comparison to Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in every aspect. In order to shift the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's attention completely towards himself, after getting him out of the immersion, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam embraced him with full strength. When Jibreel Amin alayhi salam could not achieve his purpose by doing so, he alayhi salam, meaning Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, did the second time and then the third time. The commentator of Bukhari, Allama Maulana Sayyid Ghulam Jilani Mirati rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, although Jibreel Amin alayhi salam has a great and tremendous strength, his strength in comparison with the strength of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is just like what a drop is in comparison with a river, or a particle is in comparison with the sun. The strength of the blessed body of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that it passed by Sidratul Muntaha and reached the Arsh. Whereas Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, despite having tremendous strength, could not go beyond Sidratul Muntaha. The strength of Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, as well as the strength of the entire universe, are nothing compared to the strength of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been stated in Subul Huda wa Rashad that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was bestowed with the strength of 4,000 men. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in Umdatul Qari, it has been stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the strength of 40 heavenly men. The strength of one heavenly man is equal to the strength of 100 men in this world. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had the strength of 4,000 men. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Quran has witnessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cast His manifested with the attributes of Rabubiyat, due to which the mountains broke up and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. But Allahu Akbar, this is the only powerful body in the entire universe whose eyes observe the holy existence in a manner that they did not even flinch. We have heard this in an episode that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah An-Najm, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى. That is, at the time of beholding Allah Almighty, the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not turn aside nor exceed the limit. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is through his blessed eyes that he has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, in the life of this world, seeing Allah Almighty is exclusively for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sadrul Afazil, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala says about this verse that it shows the perfection of strength of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That he stood firm at a place where the minds are in astonishment, and he was blessed with the sight of the nur that he intended to see. He was neither distracted by anything left or right, nor did he faint like Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Rather, he stood firm in this exalted place. Kisko dekha ye Musa se puche koi? Kisko dekha ye Musa se puche koi? Aankh walon ki himmat pe lakhon salam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, explaining the wisdom of the blessed act, meaning the act when Jibreel alayhi salam hugged the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullahi ta'ala has said that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam embraced the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for the first time in order to make him his wasila for eternal divine pleasure in the court of Allah Almighty. He embraced the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for the second time in order to hand himself over to him. And he embraced the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the third time in order to join his ummah. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the physical strength of the greatest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was immensely superior with his miraculous strength and power. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed such amazing and astonishing actions which could not be imagined. A famous wrestler in Arabia named as Rukana was one passing by the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam invited him to Islam. Rukana said, "O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if you wrestle me to the ground, I will accept your invitation to Islam." Now remember, this Rukana was one of the very famous wrestlers in Arabia, and he was very strong and he was undefeated. The greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prepared and wrestled with him, throwing him to the ground. Rukana challenged him to fight again. So the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wrestled with him to the ground so hard with his prophetic power that Rukana could not stand up for a while. Surprised, he said, "O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by God, you are great. No wrestler in Arabia could wrestle me to the ground till today, but you have done this twice within the twinkle of an eye." According to some historians, Rukana embraced Islam immediately, but others stated that he embraced Islam on the day of the conquest of Makkah. Yazid bin Rukana, he was the son of Rukana. He was also a famous wrestler. Along 300 nanny goats, he came to the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, "O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, wrestle with me." The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "If I wrestle you to the ground, how many goats will you give me in reward?" 100, the reply came. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prepared. And as soon as he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shook hands with him, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wrestled him to the ground, leaving him surprised, astonished. Fulfilling his promise, Yazid bin Rukana gave 100 goats to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But he challenged again, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wrestled him again to the ground. He gave another 100 goats to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He challenged Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for the third time, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam accepted the challenge and wrestled him to the ground so hard that he fell flat. Yazid bin Rukana also gave the remaining 100 goats to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He then said, "O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, entire Arabia is witness of the fact that no wrestler has ever dominated me till today, but you have wrestled me to the ground 3 times in such a way that I am sure that you are certainly a Nabi of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Saying this, he recited kalima and embraced Islam. The blessed and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam became very happy. And seeing him embracing Islam, he, Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, returned 300 goats back to him. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this was the strength of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another exclusive aspect of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not have a shadow. There are 4 key reasons as to why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not have shadow. 1. Due to being light, meaning due to being nur, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not have a shadow. Several ulama inferred that being without a shadow was a clear sign of his prophethood. Hakim al-Tirmidhi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, "The wisdom in him not having a shadow was so that no disbeliever could step on his shadow, as this would be disrespectful towards him." This is evident from a report about Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. He encountered a non-believer making strange movement with his feet. He asked him what he was doing, to which he, meaning the non-believer, replied, We do not control you in any other way, but wherever your shadow appears, I trample over it. Allah Almighty protected His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from the evils of such malicious people. So then Shaykh Ahmad Faruqi Sarhindi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, better known as Mujaddid Al-Fsani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated, shadows are more subtle than the bodies that cast them. As nothing is more subtle than the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he does not have a shadow. My dear viewers of Madani channel, another aspect of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is that a fly would not sit on the luminous body and blessed clothes of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A mosquito would not suck his blessed blood, nor would lice harm him. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, listing the exclusive merits of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allama Imam Abu Rabi Ibn Saba rahmatullahi ta'ala adds that flies would not sit on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed body or pure clothes. The narrator of this is unknown, but despite this, scholars have been mentioning it in their books without denial of it. He further writes that Imam Saba adds that lice would not harm him. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated the same on the authority of Ibn Saba rahmatullahi ta'ala in his Khasais al-Kubra and affirmed it. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَصَمَكَ عَنْ وُقُوعِ الذُّبَابِ عَلَى جِلْدِكَ لِأَنَّهُ يَقَعُ عَلَى النَّجَاسَاتِ فَيَتَلَطَّخُ بِهَا. Meaning, Allah Almighty has even kept you safe from flies sitting on your blessed body because they are dirty from having sat on filth. Many of you of Madani channel, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, relates, Allama Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Khafaji, al-Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated, one sign from the signs of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that a fly would not sit on his blessed body and clothes. This exclusivity is from the merits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Almighty has created His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam free from all impurities, whereas a fly, as well as being loathsome in itself, also comes from a filth. My dear viewers of Madani channel, how wonderfully an honorable scholar writes in the statement, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there is no dotted letter because dots on letters are like flies. The way flies sit on people, similarly, dots are placed on letters. Allah Almighty has kept the blessed name Muhammad and the attribute Rasulullah of His final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam free from even dots that resemble a fly. Subhanallah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, the blessed body was shadowless from the beginning, even before the announcement of prophethood, and was fragrant. A fly never sat on the blessed body. These are pre-revelation miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that occurred before the announcement of the prophethood. Flies and lice are attracted by impurity and dirt. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was free from every sort of impurity, and his blessed body and revered perspiration was also fragrant. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was safe from all these things. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's qualities, my dear viewers of Madani channel, are endless. That is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, Tere to wasf aib tanahi se hain bari, hai rahu mere shah, main kya kya kahun tujhe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Our Prophet simply the best. 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 Our Prophet,